Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Mosaic of Love radio show, where everything love-related will be discussed and you have the opportunity to learn more about all the aspects of love. I am Laura Harju, a love coach and your guide on your journey towards your true love. You can find me at lovecoachlauraharju.com, and I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/lovecoachlauraharju, and I would really love to hear from you. If you want to call into the show and participate, you can do that by calling to 646-716-7979 if you are in the U.S. And outside from U.S., please join via sending me a message in Facebook so your comments or questions will be taken in consideration and discussed during the show. Today, I have the honor to have as my guest, love coach as myself, but she works with successful professional women, Rosemary Palmer. Rosemary is the international best-selling author of an online dating guide for women. She helps successful professional women who haven't had a satisfying love relationship in years finally find the right man and co-create a never-ending love. Her sharp rise to success can be attributed to her Soulmate Magic program, which is specifically designed to help women break the vicious cycle of always ending up with the same frustrating results in love. Rosemary met her soulmate, Daniel, online shortly after her 46th birthday. This was 3 months after she had set an outrageous intention to finally make her biggest dreams in love come true. This is really something that we need to learn, that set intention and everything is possible. Right, Rosemary?
That's so right. Hello, Laura. So happy
Hi.
That I can talk here today. And thank you very much for your invitation. Such an honor to be here with you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you so much for taking the invitation. I love to have you here because I have no experience on online dating. And that's something that I nowadays think that people are more and more doing. So, of course, it's very important to have those tips and tools on how to be successful in dating online.
Absolutely. And you already introduced me. I work mainly with women who are over 40, and let's face it, it's not easy to meet available men if you don't go online. So it's a topic that I'm eager to be talking about.
Excellent. And yes, so the topic for today is to how to cleverly use online dating to attract the right man and everlasting love. So that's most likely something that our listeners can relate to. So when we think about our listeners who probably haven't tried online dating before, or maybe they have heard from several places that they should be online, or maybe they have tried but drop out because not that much success. So where should we start? You were mentioning that there are two questions that every woman should ask before going online. So would you share those questions with us?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a small detour, but an important one, because I don't want any woman, I don't want anyone to be set up for failure or for heartbreak. That's why I have to mention those two questions that every woman, every man as well, in fact, has to ask before they go online. And the first one is, do you have recurring patterns in love? What do I mean by that? For example, do you always seem to meet the wrong guys? Do men never choose or always leave you? Do you attract men who aren't ready for a relationship, for example? If so, you need to resolve these old patterns before you go online, because even if you put up your dating profile on one or two or several online dating platforms, you will end up repeating your old patterns if you do not resolve them. And that's where my free gift that we come back later to comes in. There's a possibility that I can help you just determining if you are ready to go online or if you need to do some steps before that.
That's really something that I can relate to, that we tend to repeat those same things over and over again if we don't learn from our past. And yes, you are totally right. We usually need some help in resolving those old patterns or letting go of past hurts or whatever we are having with us. So thank you so much for offering this generous opportunity to work with you to resolve those.
I think it's imperative that I offer that, because I think some women are really disappointed about online dating. They have tried it, they didn't have success with it, because they still have those old patterns. And it's not about the online dating stuff. It's not about the dating website. It's not about the men out there, that there aren't any good men out there. It's not true. It's about something that they have to resolve first. So I really want to make this very clear. Not mostly. It's not about online dating. But I'm going to help you with the online dating aspect in this call so that you can really use it in a clever way. And when I say in a clever way, I mean I want you to have the success that you want. I want you to be able to meet the right man. Mm. But first of all, the second question, I would like to put out the second question that you have to ask yourself before you go online. And for women, it is the question, do you want to attract a masculine man or a feminine man into your life? And this may sound a little bit like a strange question, but it's so important to know who you want to attract. If you want to attract a masculine man, and by that I mean somebody who likes to take the lead, somebody who treats you like a queen, somebody who offers you a strong shoulder you can lean on. When I say that, it has nothing to do with eye level. Of course, you are equal. It has just to do with energy, with what attracts a masculine man and what repels a masculine man. And if you don't know that stuff, if you present yourself as a masculine woman who takes the lead online, internally you want to be the feminine woman in the relationship. You want to attract the masculine man. The result is you're going to repel those men, and you are going to attract more feminine men, and those are the men you have to take the lead. Those are the men you mostly have to take care of. And those are the women who then say, there are no masculine men out there. I just need weak men. But those men aren't weak. They are just more feminine men, and not a match to what you truly desire. That's why you need to learn. First of all, you need to know if you want to attract a masculine or a feminine man, and then you have to adapt your behavior accordingly.
Well, that was something interesting to learn from. I have never thought about it like that, but now that you are speaking about it, I can really see how the pattern goes with the women that I I'm talking with to helping them to find their true love. And that's exactly the thing, that they are attracting more feminine guys, even though they would love to have more masculine, the one that is going to carry them around and taking them as a queen. So that's why I love to have you guys here too, because I'm learning a lot of new stuff. So thank you.
You're very welcome. So welcome. just one snippet more about those, would you like to attract masculine or more feminine men? It already starts in the dating process. Mm-hmm. When you put up your profile, you really need to take care that, or you really need to be careful that you use language in your profile that attracts masculine men, language that invites masculine men, and not be the one who tells you, here's my list of preferences, either you fit it or not. This isn't feminine. This is really, really masculine. And a lot of successful women work on the masculinity mode in their job. And sometimes it's really difficult to switch the mode from being very masculine in the job, which is totally fine, to your private life when you want to be where you want to be, that feminine woman who can lie back and enjoy being taken care of a little bit. And another thing, if you want to be the feminine woman, I promise you, you will enjoy the dating process so much more, because you aren't the one who has to constantly do. You are the one who are there, who can invite men, and who can then decide, who can choose the man that fits best. You're not the doer in this game, which is for many women really a relief to know.
Absolutely, because I think it's somehow in our society, as you said, that we are probably working in a environment where we need to be more masculine, even though we are women. So yes, of course, we would want to relax when we are at home and in our beautiful relationship. But yes, it can be hard to let go of that role that we are constantly taking in our work life, and to make the shift, as you said, to just take back and enjoy being taken care of from our masculine man.
If I want to put in just a little tip how you can better make that shift, it's a very easy
yes,
tip.
Yes, please.
You can, or you should make that shift very consciously. When you come home, for example, change your clothes, change your work clothes, and wear something that you feel super feminine in. This can be some really nice underwear, for example, that only you can see and feel and know you have it. This could be a necklace, a special necklace that means something special for you, that you connect with being a very feminine woman. Or you can take a shower, or you can take a bubble bath. If you make that shift consciously, whenever you come home, you make that shift from being in your work mode to being in your, feminine mode at home, being very present in your femininity, it's pretty easy to do it. You just have to do that, those little things that will really help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to remind us that we are these feminine women who are enjoying our femininity, like, as you said, with maybe something that people won't even see, but which we know that we have on us, and which makes us feel very feminine and maybe sexy and all the things that we want to experience in our relationship as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a beautiful tip. And I really loved that you said that we need to make it consciously. That's mm-hmm. really something that we usually forget, that we, as for you, you set the intention to find your soulmate. And it's really that we need to make the decision, like, okay, now I'm at home and I can leave my work role behind me and be who I really want to be. So, yeah, making conscious decisions in every area of our lives is so important.
True, that's so true. And you can put a sticky note on the fridge or something that just reminds you to do it, because daily life creeps in and we tend to forget about adapting new behaviors. So make it easy for yourself. Remind yourself.
Absolutely. Yes. That's a very good one, that when you come home and you leave your keys somewhere, so on the next thing that you see would be a reminder that you are a feminine woman. So make that shift.
Should we dive into the juicy online dating part?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I got distracted with But yes, of course, this is what we are promising our listeners to share today about how to be successful when dating online. So absolutely, you had several tips or steps how to cleverly use online dating to attract the right man and everlasting love. So yes, please, let's dive deeper on those aspects of online dating.
That's wonderful. And I have to honestly say there are more than those 7 tips that I have, but I picked the ones that I really thought they are going to help the women out there who are listening in. So I had to keep myself a little bit short for this radio interview.
Yeah, we have only an hour, so
I know. So let me dive in. The first tip that I have for you is you need to have fun when you're online dating. You cannot have a successful online dating experience if you don't have fun with online dating. And by successful, I mean you meet the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are talking about love here, about falling in love, about the game of love, about flirting. And it all needs to be fun. Love is somehow linked to happiness and to having fun. And I well realize everything has at least 2 sides. And online dating, of course, it's no exception. I'm sure you've heard some perhaps horror stories about online dating, and maybe you've even experienced one yourself. I don't hope so, but it's possible. Really possible. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know that countless happy couples have met online. You also know or think it possible that you could multiply your chances of meeting the right man when you go online. Mm-hmm. My message in this first tip to you is only go online if you manage to focus more, in fact, way more on the positive aspects of online dating instead of the negative aspects. Because if you focus on the negative aspects, on the negative sides of online dating that do exist, you won't have fun. And I always say, if you don't have fun, you will definitely not invite love. Just because love is a completely different energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to remind you again that we are talking about the game of love here, and love is meant to be fun. It doesn't matter if love starts online or offline, in your workplace or when you meet somebody at the bus station or wherever. It does start with good feelings, with having fun.
Absolutely. Agree.
Good. And I have one tip for you as well. And this is a first tip, a sub tip, if you want to say it like that. For example, you can tell yourself all the wonderful success stories you've certainly heard about. You've heard about people who have met online, who are still together, happily together. You can even pick my own example. I have met my beloved online too. And you can truly convince yourself by telling you those success stories. You can convince yourself that online dating is something fun to do, that online dating can be successful. And you can also convince yourself that you can and you will have fun with online dating, instead of telling you all the reasons why this will be, let's say, a less than enjoyable experience.
Yes, absolutely. Happiness is a choice. So we can choose to focus on those positive things. And we are, with Rosemary, highly recommending every single one of you to focus on the positive, on everything that you do.
You name it, Laura. It's not limited to love at all, or to find your beloved at all. It's really, that's one of the key things. It's so easy, so simple, and so powerful. It's so simple that it's overlooked by so many. And after what Laura told you, you won't overlook that piece anymore, I hope. Let's get to the second tip that I brought today. It's invest in your dream of love fulfilled. And there are actually different aspects to that point. What I mean is, there is a financial aspect. I recommend you invest in a good online dating platform that has a lot of men in your age range. And when I say a good online dating platform, I mean you should choose a platform that offers paid memberships rather than a free service, because the chance to meet, let's say, strange guys is definitely lower if you choose an online dating platform that has paid members. And the quality of people who are online dating on a platform that offers paid memberships is just higher. So do it. It's really worth it if you invest in such a dating platform. And there are other aspects as well. If you need help with your profile, or if you do suspect you have old patterns in love, go and look for help. My own story, you said it, Laura. I met my beloved when I was 46 years old. You can imagine that I have tried for quite some years to find him, and I haven't managed. And I only managed to find him not because I went online, but because I resolved my patterns in love first, and then I went online and I had a love coach. I invested in a love coach, and I don't think I could have unraveled this mystery by myself. And I realized, well, I don't have to unravel it all by myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I mean with invest in your dream of a love fulfilled. It's really worth it. It's so worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that when you said that to go to a platform where there are paid memberships, so assume that the people who are paying to be on that platform are really serious about finding their soulmate or their true love. So they are more, so it's not just about sex, for example, most likely, so that they are really looking for a relationship and not just one night stand or whatever.
Let's say it's more likely. Of course, you still need to use your good sense. You
always
still need to use your yes. You still need to be careful, but it's not different whether you're dating online or in, let's say, real life. When you meet somebody in a bar, for example, you have no idea who this person is. He can tell you the nicest story and it's all a lie, perhaps. Perhaps he tells you he's single, but he's still married. Or he tells you he's successful, but he just lost his job or whatever. It's the same thing online and offline. That's what I actually want to say. But the probability that you meet quality people is higher if you go to a paid platform.
And of course, go ahead.
I think it's the same when you invest something in yourself. Well, for example, if you go to Laura and invest in one of her programs, you will be so much more committed to the outcome, to doing the homework that you need to do to have the results that you get. If Laura offers you a free program, the level of commitment is less. That's just how we humans function. It's just normal.
True. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, agreed. Yeah. And the same thing, if you invest on Rosemary's Soulmate Magic program, so then you really take the effort to do what Rosemary has done and proven that it works, and you do the work instead of getting something for free. So you most likely don't even open the program or look through the homeworks, but never take the true commitment in doing those, so you won't get results.
Yeah, it's most likely, like you said, Laura, how many programs do I have on my computer? Programs that I have never looked at. So it's just how we are. Humans are funny species.
We are.
Let me dive into tip number 3. Is that okay?
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I think we spoke about that a little bit at the beginning already. The third tip is that you need to have clarity about who is the right man. And when I say clarity about who's the right man, I don't mean the outer appearance, the color of the hair, the color of the eyes, not even the profession, and not even the age. What I mean is the qualities and the values you're looking for in love and in a loving relationship, those things. If you don't know who is the right man, you cannot attract him. And you will not recognize him when he writes to you on the dating platform. Or when you meet him at the first date, you can't. You just can't. If you're just looking for somebody, you will most likely just attract somebody, and most likely just not the right person, the person that is right for you.
Exactly. And this is something that comes up again and again and again when my ladies are complaining, like, there isn't the right man, like they are all this or that. And the question arises, do you even know what you want to attract? Have you this image of the partner and the relationship that you want to have? And most likely, or usually, they haven't created this image in their mind, what they want to attract to them. So this is a very big step.
And the funny thing is, those women believe they know what they desire. But when you ask the deeper questions that lead to the really deepest desires and needs that you have in love, they recognize, oh my God, I never went there. It was all pretty superficial.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So they don't know why they want what they want.
No, they don't. They don't. And I can give you two questions that you can ask yourself to just dig a little deeper into your deepest desires and needs and love. For example, ask yourself what you would like to experience with the man of your dreams. And ask yourself, what would you like to co-create with the man of your dreams? That's way more, in fact, than many women have asked themselves.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you, Rosemary. I will take a minute or two to let people know that when you are resonating with Rosemary and you would want to be successful online dating, so you can find more info about her on her website, rosemarypalmer.com. And she has a Facebook group, Law of Attraction Love, where you can connect and interact with her. And she offers very generously a free Soulmate Magic Discovery session for all the listeners. And you can apply for it at bit.ly/soulmatemagic. So if this is something that you would want to experience more of or experiment, or you know that you have patterns, or you don't know but you keep attracting wrong kind of men, so please go and check Rosemary's offer. And for everybody, if you want to call into the show and participate, you can do that by calling the 646-716-7979 when you are in US, and outside, please send me a message in Facebook so I can comment or ask your questions if you have any for Rosemary. But Rosemary, anything to add for the tip number three, or should we go on with the number four?
Let's move on with the number four, because when I watch the time, I have to hurry up a little bit. Well, let's get to tip number four. You need, and that's pretty juicy now, and that's deep, deep, deep online dating wisdom stuff that I'm sharing here with you. It's about the online dating profile. You need to have an irresistible and authentic online dating profile. When you have online dated before, you certainly know most of the online dating profiles are boring and blah. When you read it, you have no idea who stands behind that profile. You have no real desire to connect to that person, because it's just like any other online dating profile, like thousands and tens of thousands of the same dating profiles. And that's a pity. It actually doesn't really matter if you're a man or a woman. Most people have those blah online dating profiles, to be honest. And you have to realize you are literally... Well, those are the two sides of online dating again. You have right at your fingertips tens of thousands of possible partners for you. And at the same time, you are competing with tens of thousands of women who also want to attract their soulmate. So it's imperative, and it's your job to stand out with your profile. You need to be seen in order to be found. So you want to really inspire the reader's imagination, and you want to inspire that kind of spark that tells a man, oh my God, I have to reach out and I have to get to know this woman. There's one specific thing that I can tell you right now what you should not do and what you should do instead. What you should not do is to make a boring list of hobbies. Yawn. Virtually everybody does that, it's so much more interesting if you write down small snippets of stories about your life, little stories that tell a lot about who you are, what you like, what your preferences are, how fun you are, how extraordinary you are. Mm-hmm. For example, if you say, or if you write, I love jogging, hiking, and traveling, you can be sure tens of thousands of other women write that same thing. And when you read, oh, she loves jogging, hiking, and traveling, well, that's boring. That's just boring. Instead, why don't you write a couple of sentences down how you traveled to Mexico, where you ended up in that small tavern, and instead of the menu, the chef took you to the kitchen to see and taste what he was cooking. Mm-hmm. This is so much more telling. Oh, this woman, she likes to travel. This woman, she's into adventures. And this woman, she's open to meeting new people. It's so much more interesting. And let's be honest here. We think our hobbies matter so, so much, when in fact, they don't. In a relationship, if you share all the same hobbies or not, the make or break point, truly not, from my experience.
Yeah, true.
And if you catch yourself doing such a list of hobbies, I really want you to think that over, scratch it off, and start thinking about what kind of little stories can I put into my profile that tell lovely things about me, that tell interesting, that tell feminine things about me, that really tell who I am in my core. And I have another tip for you. It's not easy usually to write a first message when you see an online dating profile. It's really not easy, especially when you have a boring profile. It's not easy to write a clever or fun first message to that person. So why don't you make it easy for the man and include something in your profile that is interesting, that really stands out? It can be a funny thing, something really silly, like you are collecting rubber ducks, but you have no bathing tub. Something like that. Or you just went to a painting course and you finished your first wonderful oil painting. Something like that gives men an easy way to refer to and to send you a little first note. And that little first note, it's the icebreaker. What comes after that is pretty easy to do, but to contact someone for the first time, that's the hard thing to do. And not every man is a born writer, believe me. Even the most clever man, classy man with a great job, it's difficult for them to write to a woman for the first time. So make it easy for them. Include something fun, something silly, something that stands out.
Absolutely. Very good things. It's for everybody. We are all unique. So let that uniqueness show in your profile to make you stand out and really make the difference when people or men are going through all these profiles. So like, oh, yes, this is the one that I want to contact and ask about the rubber ducks.
and I can really tell you from what my clients are telling me after I go over their profiles, they really say men are so, so glad that they changed their profile. They are so, so appreciative that they gave them something different, something that is easy to write a first message to. So please do it. Men will love you for doing it, really.
And contact you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You'll get really inspiring first messages. And that goes back to tip number one. You want to have fun with online dating. And when you get those exciting first messages, that's pretty fun.
Absolutely. So go for it. Don't hold yourself back, but be vulnerable and people know what makes you unique.
Right, right. Tip number five, that's an easy one.
Yes.
You need to do parallel dating. You need to date several men parallel. Men do it as well. And women must do it. Do not choose a man prematurely just because he wrote you that amazing first message or just because you had a fun first date. Because when you meet somebody for the first time, you can't know if what he says is being backed up by what he does. And what he does, that's the important thing, not what he says. If what he does is not a match to his lovely words that he wrote you, he's not a match. And this shows only over time. You have to give yourself some time to find out if somebody is your true match, your true love or not. And if you're choosing a man prematurely, you definitely set yourself up for heartbreak. And I don't want you to do that. Really think about those words. Men do parallel dating. That's normal for them. And we women, we have to do that too.
Yeah, that's something that we don't usually hear from another woman, at least not from our friends. It's just like, but you had this date and you cannot go to another date when you are already seeing somebody. But as you said, one message, one date, it's still not that you would be seeing somebody or that you would have a relationship with him. So
no,
yeah, absolutely.
No. And in fact, if you know he might be your guy if he treats you really, really, really well on a consistent basis. If you can communicate easily together, if he invites you to his family, if he introduces you to his friends, and if he says he is your boyfriend exclusively, then, only then, you can consider dating him exclusively. Because then he's committed. Not before that. Not before that. Don't assume he's your boyfriend.
Yeah. These are very important things to share with our audience to let them know that it is allowed to meet several guys. Yeah, parallel with that before making the final decision, because it's action. It's more than words. So it's very important to keep meeting with the guys so that you are certain that this is the one.
And let's quickly get to tip number six.
Yes.
I really want you to not give up. And to not give up it's important right at the beginning, before you even start with online dating, adapt yourself to the possibility that it might take a couple of months until you find the right man. And it's absolutely okay if you haven't found him after the fifth date. Absolutely okay. When you keep going, you will find him. If you give up, you probably won't. And just to make thing, it could take a couple of months to make that easier for you. If you apply tip number one, if you apply having fun with online dating, then actually, it doesn't matter if it takes 1 or 2 or 3 months more. If you have fun, all is well, isn't it?
Exactly. Rosemary, we have a listener who would want to comment. So if it's okay, I will
absolutely
get her. Yes. So you're live on the call. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you
Hi.
For taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, you know, I actually have found my true love, but this information would have been so helpful for me a number of years ago. So I want to say thank you for sharing this information. This is really important. I did try to get on some dating sites, and one of them, eHarmony, I filled out the the questionnaire, and it told me it couldn't help me. They said there's about 20% of the people that we can't help, and you're one of them. And so I didn't even get to create a profile on that one. And another one I did, but I only met one guy, and he was not at all what he said he was going to be. By the time we met for ice cream one time, and then we went to a mall another time, and it just was, I don't know, I guess what I put on did not convey what I needed, what I was looking for. So I just wanted to say, thank you for sharing and for giving tips for women who are in that position.
Aww.
What you ladies are doing is awesome work. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I congratulate you that you found your beloved. I'm so, so happy for you. And thank you so much for your loving feedback. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to let you go. Continue on with your wonderful work. And I'll probably call in again another time. Laura is a good friend of mine. So
yes, thank you. I really appreciate this.
Yes.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm just loving that, having those, Robin calling in and participating. So, excellent.
We have
about 10 minutes left. So
anything else
you would want to add for the don't give up? Because I think that's very important that we, of course, having fun so you don't even notice the time flying by. But, on the other hand, never give up. It's never too late to find your soulmate or true love.
Yes, true. And I might add just one thing. The thing that is, it's also interwoven with us being happy. We have repeatedly said that in this call. And with having fun. Having fun is part of being happy. So if you are happy, not only will it make your journey to your beloved irrelevant how long it really takes.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I want to say is, if you are happy, I promise you, your journey will be certainly shorter than when you aren't happy with the journey you're on. So that's a double reason to just have fun with online dating and be happy, because you will meet him in no time at all when you keep up that great energy.
Absolutely. So true.
And the second tip, I know you will love that, Laura. It's the thing that is actually also the number one tip to co-create lasting love, because you don't just want to attract the right guy, you want to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
You want to create this everlasting love together.
Mm-hmm.
And the seventh tip I have for you is to realize that happiness starts with you. It's not your beloved's job to make you happy. It's your job to be happy. It's your job to do whatever it takes to be happy. And I well realize it sounds super romantic when somebody tells you he wants to make you happy. But the truth is, nobody outside of you can make you happy. Happiness is totally an inner game, totally.
Yes.
And here's something very important to know when you think about that romantic notion of somebody telling you, I will always make you happy. If you make somebody responsible for your happiness, you make that same person responsible for your unhappiness. And that doesn't sound very romantic anymore, does it?
No.
And I know the happiest couple, and I mean long-term happy couples, these are two already individually happy people coming together, forming this extraordinary connection that even adds to their already existing happiness.
Yes. You were, Rosemary, right. I do love this tip and the step in creating lasting love. And I totally agree with you that the happiness is an inside job. So it's really something that starts from within. And yes, as you said, no other person can really make you happy. They can add to your happiness. But
yes.
In the core, you need to be happy on your own and by yourself and basically know the things that make you happy and do more of those.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And I can truly promise you, if you adapt this kind of mindset, it gives you the best chances to co-create everlasting love. I think that's one of the biggest secrets about everlasting love. And I can also promise you, your partner, he's going to love and adore you most likely forever, because you will never blame him when you are less than happy. And let's face it, this is life. You will have moments when you aren't happy. You will have those moments. But you know, even in these moments, it's your job to be happy. You know how to get happy again. And you're not blaming your partner for not being happy. And this is actually totally liberating for your partner. It really gives him the room to breathe and to be himself and to continue to be happy, even if you are not in a good place for a couple of moments.
Easier when you aren't taking things personally. So when you aren't trying to make other people happy, but you are more focusing on your own happiness, because when you are happy, people around you are, it's easier for them to be happy as well, because we, you know, when you smile, people tend to smile back at you. So you are spreading your happiness when you can find the place and the things that make you happy. So, yeah, this is so important. And I just love that you have included it for those 7 tips that you were sharing with us. So thank you again.
You're welcome. It's such a crucial tip. And it will make you, your happiness will make you a true love magnet. So go for it. Please go for it.
Yes, absolutely. If every single one of who is listening to this would focus on their happiness, so they would increase the overall happiness in around this planet and in this world and our society, and we would make a world a lot better place in so many ways.
That's so true and well said. So start being happy now. Please do that for me. And if you just take this little piece from this radio interview, it's way enough. It's way enough.
Absolutely. Yes. This is the key to everything. And really something to remind yourself of, have this note this reminder, as we said earlier, about shifting your focus after work to your feminine side, the same thing. Decide to be happy and look for things that do make you happy and focus on those things and do more of them, and never ever think that you are not worthy of being happy, because I personally think that is the main purpose why we are here, to be happy and to to focus on that. So absolutely, go for it.
So true. Thank you for making that even clearer, Laura.
Yeah, this is one of the topics that I could be talking about like forever and ever to make people understand it. So thank you that I was able again to bring this up during my show. So I really like the fact that we are so aligned somehow, that we are speaking the same language and understand each other instantly. So thank you so much for coming in.
And thank you, Laura, for this wonderful connection that I can feel between us. So love it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good. So we are heading to a close. So I want to remind everybody that when you do resonate with what we have been speaking with Rosemary, so you can find her on her website, rosemarypalmer.com, and from Facebook, you have your own site, Soulmate Magic by Rosemary Palmer, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yes, and then the Facebook group, Law of Attraction Love, where you can join her beautiful tribe and get more inspiration on love from her every single day. And she offers a free Soulmate Magic discovery session where you can apply at bit.ly/soulmatemagic. Check her out. And thank you, Rosemary, for coming in to the show. And I really loved our conversation. And I look forward to keeping in touch with you.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much. And to the listeners, just one last word. You will find him. I know.
Yes, you will. It's only a matter of time. So keep your eyes open and your energy high. Have fun. Yes. So thank you, Rosemary. And for me, you can find me at lovecoachlauraharju.com, and I am also on Facebook at facebook.com/lovecoachlauraharju. So we are going to meet again in 2 weeks with another amazing guest, and we are going to share more tips and tools on how to find your true love. And until then, I wish you all a very pleasant time and have a lovely day. Goodbye.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.